left off yesterday, just began to introduce the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Natan as to just what the basic Taich Mitzvah and Asug is in this new phrase of Yichel Abayis. That somehow Yichel Abayis is changing the whole world. Everything is different because it's Yichel Abayis. Everything is brought to the greatest cool under the sun. Yichel Abayis, the question is, what exactly does that mean? So Rashi takes this cool of Yichel Abayis in the most limited sense, and he says it's basically meaningless. It basically doesn't tell us anything that we don't know already from before. Yichel Abayis just simply means that's a code phrase for lo kibul achrayas. So according to Rashi, if you weren't mekabel achrayas, so then you're not going to be able by Rav Emunah. Eshkach, we know that already. That's called shochol yatarot al rosh alachayim, that we know already. Rabbi Tam says that Yichel Abayis is a razzle-dazzle brand new thing. What's big Yichel Abayis? Yichel Abayis means that even though you are mekabel achrayas and you have everything working against you and you really should be over by Rav Emunah, special exists across the Chiddush HaTorah, since the whole din of Kavos Zechariah is derived from Lo Yimotzei, so the Torah is limiting Lo Yimotzei. The Torah is putting the brakes of his Gzeres HaKosov, of Pesha Asa Pesha Hittir. The Torah is Mechadish to me this Vort of Kavos Zechariah. Lulay, this Pasuk, I wouldn't have said it in a million years, unless maybe if I was a Rishimim, but that's already last again for now. But clearly there's some kind of a Chiddush HaTorah of Lo Yimotzei, so the Torah is putting the brakes on and saying, it's not included in this Gzeres HaKosov unless it's Mamash Motzi B'Yodcha. And Yichel Abayis is a chisaron is felt in the Motzi B'Yodcha. So that was the introduction of the Sugya between Rashi and Vinitam. So this Machlokes Rashi and Vinitam is not just a Machlokes about just the details of the Heter, but it's, it almost gets to the heart and soul as to which aspect of Bayi Rabbi Motzi we're really addressing. When we speak about the Yisum of Bayi Rabbi Motzi, there are really three different components to this Isser, to these Yisurim. We're going to equate these Yisurim for now. There are really three different conditions that have to be met in order for Bayi Rabbi Motzi to kick in. First is Leirol HaChometz. It has to be Halach L'Chometz in order to be over Bayi Rabbi Motzi. So there are certain details that go into defining what is Chometz, what's not Chometz. Now, L'Chora, those details we already know. We already know them from the Din of Yisuri Chometz. Those are sugyas already later on in the Masechta. What is called Chometz, it's not called Chometz. But we've already seen, way, way, way back at the beginning of the, back in Elulzman, that even the first criteria, the first condition to be called Chometz, has not even so poshut. Before we could pass it up a Shaila of our Rabbi Motze, we have to be absolutely certain that we're dealing with something which is a Chefetz or a Chometz in front of us. Who knows what I'm referring to? What am I referencing back to? We spoke about in the very first sugya. It's not always 100% clear whether a particular item on the table here is actually called chometz. And don't tell me, well, if it's made out of rice, it's not a chometz. I don't want to hear that.
Chometz nuksha.
There you go, chometz nuksha. Remember we spoke about this. Chometz nuksha, tarevis chometz, those kinds of things that are derived from a word kol, but they're also be achil on Pesach. Again, assuming it's those tanoim. They're assuming be achil on Pesach ben HaTorah, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're chefetz of chometz. Who remembers? Look quickly, come on. Machlokes, who know? Who remembers? Come on, quick. Which Rishonim say that chometz nukshe is a chefetz of chometz, and if you're over by Rabbi Motzi on it? No one remembers. I think it was the first day of Shia back in Chodesh Elul, back in Bergenfield. No one remembers. Which great Rishon said that chometz nukshe is dino kechometz, is a chefetz of chometz, and therefore it's subject to by Rabbi Motzi? Close. His grandfather. What does Rashi say in the Mishnah? Elo Ovrin the Pesach. Elo Ovrin means the following items you are over by Rabbi Motze. So Rashi learned that Chametz Nuksha, when it's Nisirabah that you're not allowed to eat Chametz Nuksha in Pesach, it's Nisirabah that it's Dino Chametz. It's Dino Chametz Chol Dino Yatayra. There's only one quirk of an exception. What's the exception? It's good Chazar, guys, no? What's the one exception? It's Dino Chametz Chol Dino Yatayra with the one exception of what? What are you not chayav on it if you eat? You're not chayav karis. But that's the yaitzim in a klal. But basically, in other areas of Allah, whenever there's a din of chametz in any din of Torah, chametz nukshe din of chametz. Come on, who remembers? Come on, this is chazar. Forget about Yichel Abayis for a second. No? And manaf kamin ladin in other areas of Allah, therefore, according to Rashi, what's understandable, what's easily comprehensible? It's din of chametz, the guy, but what other areas of Allah? Besides Merovei Motzei, who else cares about Chometz besides on Pesach? It's the Bilochei de Shvat right now. I don't care about Pesach right now. Carbon Toda, Shtei Halachem, the Yisro of Bim Chometz and Mincha. Does this ring a bell? Wasn't this the first day of Shia? Right? Early on? Way back? Okay? So Chometz Nukshe according to Rashi is Chometz Gichol Tarakula. Rabbi Natam had a different understanding of Chometz Nukshe. Rabbi Natam said Chometz Nukshe is not really Chometz. You're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, but it's not Chometz. It's an Issa Bifnei Atzvon. And therefore, according to Rabbi Natam, you're not over Bar Rabbi Motzi on it. And according to Rabbi Natam, why is it Dino Chometz Talach B'Toyda and for Shtei Lechem, all the other areas of Allah? What's the answer? It must be Allah. Some Gzirsakos. This is the Gzirsakos that Taisus made up. Remember Taisus all the way back, beginning of the third parak. Taisus said, there must be some Pasuk somewhere, some deep dark secret, some phantom Pasuk, that these are Dinam Kechametz and Kal Tarku, even though they're not really Dinam Kechametz. So why are we talking about this? Because I just wanted to use this to highlight that whenever we discuss about Rabbi Motzi Shaila, so the first thing we have to make sure is that we're dealing with the Chafetz of Chametz, something that qualifies for even the discussion. But that's not enough. Just because something is a chafetz of chametz, there's still a second area that has to be addressed. And what is that? Lo yira l'chol. It has to meet the criteria of being called l'chol. So l'chol is a very, very specific connotation to it. If I'm not mistaken, we spent an awful lot of time earlier this year discussing what is l'chol, what's not l'chol. So remember, we had a major machlokes of Rishayim. Even though the Teshuva Ben tells us, l'mayit chametz shel achayrim, we weren't sure how to define Achayim. Who remembers? What was this Rashi about Chomish al-Achayim? Huh? It has to be a Goy's Chomish. It has to be Shal-Achayim. Someone who's Mufka from Bayer Ravim Matzei. The Goyin said with us Rashi that we have Chomish al-Yisrael Achayim over Bayer Ravim Matzei. And the other Mishanu for sure didn't buy into that, didn't accept that. That we had all the details. Is Chomish al-Hefker? Is that Kobachal, not Kobachal? Who? Give me a name. This is just a good Chazar, a good springboard for Chazar. So who opened up our eyes about this topic? That if you have Chometz Shel Hefker, it could be that's still technically called L'cha. Who was the big supporter of that theory? What? Who was the great sefer that said that it's very possible that Chometz Shel Hefker is really subject to Bayer Rabbi Matzei? There is no poter of Chometz Shel Hefker. That was a tzais. A tzais with the Rambam and the Rashi, right? That a Dabash al-Hefker really belongs to you. And who was the Bar Plukta, which great Rishon said, no, Chomish al-Hefker is not you as Bechal, it's Chomish al-Achayr. Who said that? That's right? Tzais and Davdal Rebbeis. So we've already seen that in order to be offered by Rabbi Matzei, you have to be Chometz. It has to be Lachal. Then there's a third condition. Because we're just learning Pesukim Chomish, just Chazar from Pashas Bo. The Torah says you can't have chametz, and it can't be lecha, and it can't be where? Begvulecha, or beveisecha. The Torah speaks about, it is not only important that this item be chametz, it is not only important that you be the owner of this chametz, but it is important where this chametz happens to be munach. Where is this chametz placed right now? So the Torah uses several phrases that are hard to understand exactly what they all mean. Bivateichem, the Torah Kadesha uses. Bigvulecha, the Torah Kadesha uses. So you got to learn a lot of Gemara. You got to learn a lot of Teshuva Pen. Understand what is the significance of those phrases. Bivasecha, Bigvulcha, those are the same, but they're different. The nuances are different. Is that important? So that's the third set of conditions. So before you can ask it about Rabbi Matzai question, you have to make sure you're dealing with chametz, make sure it's halachically shalcha, whatever that means, and make sure it's in the right place, or the wrong place, depending on what you think, in order to be a violation by Rabbi Matzai. Then there's a fourth part of by Rabbi Matzai. You have to decide when by Rabbi Matzai is going to be violated. Even that's not clear. Who remembers? What's not clear about that? Doesn't the Torah say 7 days? Well, who remembers? Is that clear? Not so clear. What about the first? What about the second half of Erev Pesach? Well, the Rambam and Raivin and maybe Yehuda's right, Rashi, a lot of stuff about that. So a lot of things go into answering by Rabbi Matzah's questions. They're not so simple. So this looks like it's Rashi and Tosis about Yichud L'Bayis. Not only are they talking about a different understanding, but they're talking about a different category of condition that we're focusing on. According to Rashi, Yichud L'Bayis is addressing category number two. It's a detail into what's called L'cha. Because remember, The starting point is, Lacham means it's yours. It's Esther Belovsky on the title. It's got to be 100% mine. The fact that I have Kabbalah Sacharias, that's not really Lacham. Elohat, the Torah is Mechadish to me. And the Tosak from Ayim Motzeh. That since in one place where the Torah presents these Isurim, it doesn't say the word Lacha, that led us to believe, led Teshma Peh for us to understand that the Rebbe Shalom wrote his Torah, so every word counts, every word matters. And the Rebbe Shalom dictated the Chachmasai to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yero Lacha, but Shivas Yom Se'olo Yimetzei B'Vateichem, and doesn't say Lacha, that teaches us that you can have a Hechetimtze where it's not Lacha, and you're still alive there. But it's got to be something. What is it? So it must be what the Torah is being Mechadish to us is that this new concept called Kabbalah Sacharias is become real Bibles. That if and when you have Kabbalah Sacharias, it's not be din like Lacha. It'll be a Lacha, it's like Lacha. Now again, how that fits into your general theory about Kabbalah Sacharias, I think we spent 4 days talking about that. That's why we need Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanim to introduce us. But the Gezeres HaKosav is that this is also considered to be like Beged of Lacha. So comes Rashi and says, the statement of the Braisi, Yichel HaBayis, is addressing that Halacha of Lacha and saying, well, guess what? Yichel HaBayis, according to Rashi, is synonymous with saying there's no Kabbalah Sacharias, which is basically saying there's something missing in the Lacha. So according to Rashi, the Din of Yichel HaBayis, the statement of the Braisa, is addressing category number two. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not addressing category number two, because we happen to be talking about, yes, Kabbalah Sacharias. So we have all the mechanisms of category two have been met. All the conditions, all the preconditions of category two have been sufficed. So we have Lacha here. I mean, not real Lacha, but we have the revamped, reformulated Torah's definition of Lacha based in Kabbalah Sacharias. So what is the point there? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the nature of the point there? So I have chametz, it's real chametz, it's a slice of pizza. I have lacha because I have Kabbalah Sacharias, and the Torah is mechadish, this is also called lacha. So what am I lacking according to Rabbeinu Tam? Where is the chisam? Wherein lies the deficiency? Where is the exemption of by Rabbi Matzah here? In category one? Category number three, it's in the wrong place. It's not in a place that's motzui to be. It's in the goyis miyuchad loy makoyim. So this is a hafkor in the mokum hachomet. It's not a hafkor in the chefzer hachomet. It's not a hafkor in the bairis of the chomet. It's a hafkor in the mokum of the chomet. So there are four dinim you have to learn. Every time you think of a shayla by Rabbi Matzah, you have to ask yourself four different questions. You have to ask yourself, is it a chefzer of chomet? Is it a bairis of chomet? Is it in a mokum of chomet? And is this a zman of chomet? If the answer to all four of those questions are all against you, then you have a problem. So Bechayis Rashi and Taisus conceptually what the nature of the pointer is. So the Chor, who's right, Rabbi Yisai? Is Rashi right or is Taisus right? Very mechutz of this, for us to ask that question, but what do you do? Taylor Lam Vinitzar, so who's right? So you have to read the Gemara. So the Gemara in the Vav Amir Aleph quotes this Braisa, of Yichel HaMachon, and the Gemara makes the following startling jump. The Gemara says, L'meim v'deschir is Kanya, ooh, ooh, wah, wah. The only way to understand this tour of Yichel HaBayis, this must be part of a Kol HaTorah Kula topic, namely, is Chivas Kanya or Chivas Lo Kanya? What in the world does that mean? Is Chivas Kanya? So, put this on the back burner. Hopefully, we have a lot to talk about Chivas Kanya. That's the next sugya, basically. It's going to be part of the next sugya. But just for our purposes, what it means is as follows. I own a house. So it says Sobolovsky on the title, right? On the property, Bergenfeld is registered. You go online, it's 36 Rector Court. I hope it says. That's Sobolovsky, okay? I come to Mr. Brown, and I said, Mr. Brown, you could leave your chametz in my closet. That's okay. All right, leave my chametz in my closet. And I'm even going to be miyached you the closet. I'm going to say, you know, Mr. Brown, you have access. I'm going to stay away from this closet. I'm going to give you the rights to come into my closet whenever you want. I'm basically, what am I doing with that? Being miyached l'makom? What am I basically doing to Mr. Brown? What's the relationship between him and me now vis-a-vis this closet? I'm the owner of the closet. I mean, I'm the owner of the whole house. But I'm giving him the right to use the closet. That's what Ichla Mokom means. So what kind of a term do we use to describe when I own something, but I give you rights to use it? What's that called?
Ocheres.
Either Seichel or Shoyel. I mean, same thing. Shoyel or Seichel, exact same thing. It's just one pays, one doesn't pay. So the Gemara says the only way to understand this halacha, how can it be hayitochen that I'm not going to be over by Rabbi Matzah? If this chametz is a chametz that's subject to by Rabbi Matzah, how is Yichel HaMachom going to work? So the Gemara says, oh, it must be Schiris Kanya. It must be that when I give Mr. Brown the reshus to come into this house, I'm in effect going to master him this chelik, this clause, this chelik of my house. And it must be that the halacha views a chayfetz a sochor as belonging to the seicher, which is a very, very lomdish question. But how do you view schiris? Is schiris basically an ownership? Or is schiris not an ownership? Well, schiris, the davar sochor, still belongs to the maskir. We always give the mashal. Who remembers what's the mashal? How do we task it? How the car leases? How do we task it? How do you know who owns the car? So what do you have to look on? Look at the registration. V'shteit in the registration. Does it say Sobolovsky or does it say, I don't know, Honda? It says, who owns my car? I don't even have a Honda anymore. No, I have a Nissan, sorry, switched. Okay. So V'shteit on the car. Does it say Sobolovsky or does it say Chedesh Nissan? Which one does it say on the car, right? So what's the answer? What does it say?
Nissan.
It doesn't say Sobolovsky. You know why? Because they pasked the Tzchir Slokanya. I told everyone the story that happened, right? I told it with my daughter's insurance. When I tried to switch my for the new boys, I told them, if there are any new boys. So when I had to switch my daughter's insurance on someone because she had leased the car that I was getting from whole Seicha Rosh Lahaskir Shaila. So I had to switch the insurance name. So I'm on the phone with some guy in, I'm not sure what continent, but somewhere. And he's telling me a story that on the registration, it says Tova Sobolovsky on it, and therefore you can't get it insured on the Harvey Sobolovsky. So I said to him, Bechilas Kvoidcha, it's not true. He says it doesn't say Nishtam, it doesn't say my name, it doesn't say her name on it. It says Honda on it, it says Nissan on it. So the guy's telling me, no, it's not true. It says her name on the registration. So I said, it can't be that, because I've given this marshal 100 times. This is the marshal of Schiris Lokanya. I said, I'm telling you, it says the guy wouldn't be Makabi. He says, no, it's Machlik. We shine over the Schiris. This guy, it wasn't Makabi, my marshal. Okay, fine, I was right. What am I saying? So back to the story. So the Gemara says, oh, the main with the Schiris Kanya, the only way to understand the din of Yichel HaBayis is only to invoke the parasha from Schiris Kanya. To which the Gemara has a lot of trouble, and the Gemara says, no, it's not true, because we know from other sugyas of Masechta Berurah, Schiris Lokanya. So the Gemara goes to a brick wall, goes to a serious, serious problem. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the Schiris Kanya, Gevalt Geshvigin, isn't it based on Schiris Kanya? Can someone please explain to me this line of the Gemara? The maybe the Schiris Kanya, someone please make sense of this line of the Gemara to me. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, this line reads like a charm. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, we are talking about a Chetzif and Chometz. We're talking about a chametz that has kabbal sechrayus on it, and we're trying to poter you from bayrav ematzei because it's not really in your house. That's really what we're trying to do. It's not really in your house. The Gemara says, "Who really is this called your house or not?" That's a fascinating, very interesting dinim of mishayla. It must be that this brayis is assuming the man with the schiris kanya. That would be the only way to explain why you can get out of bayrav ematzei. Because it's chametz, and there is kabbal sechrayus, so the mafkiya is category number 3. Is nishken beisoy? Really? But we know from the Vedizar Schiris is lokanya. That's the shach matar in the Gemara. According to Rashi, how do you read this Gemara? According to Rashi, what's the het of ichla bias? What? That there's no kabbal sechrayus. That's not lachol. There's no kabbal sechrayus. What inyan zeh to lemei with the schiris kanya or lokanya? Maze echpatli with the schiris is kanya or lokanya? What in the world does that line mean? Lemei with the schiris kanya? Zol zayin schiris is kanya. Zol schiris nish kanya. If it's don't kabbal sechrayus, it's not. It doesn't affect category number 3. It's category number 2. Shaila. Who read the Gemara? Who here read the Gemara Davar? Everyone who read the Gemara Davar? Who here read the Gemara and the Vav through the eyes of Rashi, through the eyes of Tosfos? Who here realized that Rashi's pshat mamash doesn't fly in the Gemara? Bechlal. What? What's meant is what inyan shmita etzlasin? What inyan zchiras kanya lo kanya? I'm talking category number two, and you're probably about category number three. Nobody thought it's kasha. No. No, but again, according to Rashi, the real poter has nothing to do with being in your house. According to Rashi, the poter is because there's no kabbalah sechrayos. So that's like saying, it's like Lamosha, the Gemara would say, the reason why you're poter is because it's not chametz. Oh, it's not chametz, that's why you're poter. The baby is chametz kanya. What's that? We're talking about a different poter, the Gemara. I'm not shy of Bachalta, who's your shosa this? So Rabbi Samitai Chamra Kusha, what you must learn. There's a fascinating shot in the Gemara, according to Rashi. The Gemara asked the question, the baby, this Chris Kanye, and the Gemara proved that it's not true. So then the Gemara went back to the drawing board and said, so wait a second. So Taka, why are you not over by Rabbi Motza here, if it's your house? So what does the Gemara say? This is not part of this Chris Kanye story. This is for a different reason. What's the different reason? Who remembers? What's the Maskana of the Gemara? Because there is a cost of state lo yimotze, and this is Nishkin Motza. That's the Maskana Sikamar. Right? According to Rashi, B'tchilas HaSugya, Rabbi Natan was right. When the Gemara first saw the Braisa, Yichud Leibayis, Potur, the Amoraim realized right away, the only way to explain this must be Rabbi Natan. That means the Gemara thought that Yehachav Maiskinan, it's Kabbal Sechrayis. And Hochamai Skin and the Poiter is that it's not called Yabayas. It's a Hafka and Din category number three. To which the Gemara was startled and said, if that's the nature of the Din of Yichud Leibayis, so then maybe this Chivas Kanya. The only way of understanding that must be because you presuppose Chivas is Kanya and call it Tarakula. To which the Gemara rejected and said, but that's dead wrong because we have a Raya Bura from Masech Saved Zara that Chivas is Lo Kanya. So once we realize that Tzchiris is Lokanya, then we have to go back to the drawing board of Yichav Abayis being Potter, and now something radically changes. What changes according to Rashi? At that moment in truth, that's the transition moment. That's Chatzai Sayayim according to Rashi. What changes once we discovered the Braisa and Masechet, we discovered the Mishnah and Masechet Avodah Zarah that forces us to say Tzchiris is Lokanya, then we immediately realize, hey, we had the Ramsha and the Braisa. Yichud Leibayis cannot mean what my grandson Rabbi Natan thought it meant. What must Yichud Leibayis mean? Oh, it's a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Motzi. What does that pasuk mean according to Rashi? What is the final acharik yichosuk or gzir sakas according to Rashi? You're only over when it's motzi, not when it's not. What does motzi mean according to Rashi? What's motzi a code phrase for? Motzi means kibos achrayis. Eino motzi means nishtachrayis. The Gemara doesn't discover America. The Gemara doesn't discover New Jersey, according to Rashi. The Gemara just falls right back where it was in the famous days. The Gemara says, you blew it. You misread the Braisa. The Braisa is not like Rabbi Tam said, that it's a Hafkon category number three. The Emes says, the Braisa is just restating what we all know to be true from famous days. That if it's not called Kabbal Sechrayis, that it's not subject to the Gzeres HaKasa of Lo Yimotzei, if it's not subject to Lo Yimotzei, it is blanked in the regular Din, Shecha, and this is Nishkin L'cha. So the answer is according to Rashi, of course when the Gemara asked the Kash, or Mamema, the Shkiris Dokanya, of course the Gemara was working with Rabbi Natan's mindset. There's no other way to read the Gemara. Rashi is telling you when the dust settles and the Gemara falls back on the Gzeres HaKosov is the good old Gzeres HaKosov of Hamad Beis, Kabbalah Sechrayis versus Nish Kabbalah Sechrayis. So according to Rashi, the Shachmatai in the Gemara is radical. Something mamish, kemerchak, mizuch, and mayrif changes. The whole longest, the whole categorization, the entire thrust of the din changes radically from one line to the next. According to Rabbi Tam, nothing changed. According to Rabbi Tam, what changed is almost insignificant. What changed was, b'tchilas ha-sugya v'yatzayf ha-sugya, we're learning that it's talking about a hafkan category number three. It's a p'tur because it's in the wrong place. The Gemara just thought innocently at the beginning that the only way to explain that, what do you mean it's in the wrong place? It's in your house. It says Sobolovskaya. No, the answer must be Schivas Kanya. So the Gemara says, really? Yeah, that's not true. Yeah, that's against the mission of a Nazara. Oh, you're right. The Gemara says, you're talking right. Oh, sorry, goof. We made a mistake. It's not really based on Schivas Kanya. It's based on Xeris Akosev, that even though it does belong to Sobolovsky, but since the Mokum is not Motzik to Sobolovsky, that's also called Bin Potter. So according to Rebbe Tam, the shift in the sugya was not radical. The shift was from a din of kolotar akulas hagdara vishos to a din pratis hagdara vishos. According to Rashi, the shift was radical. That first the Gemara thought it was a chisaron in rishos, and then the Gemara backs out and says, no, the whole din is a hafkas, a ptur, it's a chisaron in bailos. Right, so who chopped that when you read the Gemara? Can you realize that? The two radically different ways of reading. So who? Everyone chopped that? Everyone read the Gemara, no? They never read the Gemara. We just read the Gemara. What else do we do in Shia? We just read the Gemara. Opened up the Gemara, read the Gemara through the eyes of Rashi, through the eyes of Tosfos. Two radically different shot in the Gemara. Yeah. Because there was no other way to explain the din. Because the Gemara really thought Yichla Baya sounds like a bit of time. Like there's some unbelievably brand new Chiddush here that is Kabbalah Christ and he's still pompous. That the Gemara says, what? That only makes sense if Yeltsin is Kanya. So if I say, they're going to go now with Shitas on Tosfos. Seems to be the view of most of the Rishonim, even though Tachan Shulchan Aruch, we don't necessarily pass in that way. But many, many Rishonim do buy into Tosfos. So there's a brand new Ptur here derived from Xeris HaKosov. Lo Yimotzei Prat Lezesh Yimotzei Ein Abotzei B'Yodcha, and that's a Mafkir, that's a Paitif in Yichud Adayis. So everybody says, Yesh Lachkar, what the nature of this Ptur is all about. Yichla Bayis is Potter. So if you notice, the only time we find the phrase Yichla Bayis in Chazal only appears in the context of Chometz that I don't really own in the first place. This Chometz was never really mine. According to Chashi Mishpat, this is not my Chometz. This is Mr. Brown's Chometz. What made it my Chometz? Oh, yeah, yeah. A Gzeres HaKosov made it my Chometz. What was a Gzeres HaKosov? Lo Yimotze. It's not yours. There's no bailus on it. The worst you are is a shomer. The whole thing is a joke. You're not really an owner. It's not really the Chah. It doesn't say your name on it. What do you do? But this is also called L'chah, because Kabbalah Zechariah. So one could argue that within this Mechudish Tikadin of Kabbalah Zechariah, which is not real bailus in the first place, it's not really a Chometz B'atzmusay, within this Mechudish Tikadin of Kabbalah Zechariah, you could argue that Torah is saying, let's put the brakes on it and say, you know, in Kabbalah Chedusha, this brand new din of Kabbalah Zechariah only applies if it's mamish 100% in your domain, under your jurisdiction. You are really, really in charge. The minute that it's out of your physical domain, whatever you want to do there, so that din falls by the wayside. So easy come, easy go. It was never yours in the first place, special sepeshetim. What would the din be if you're dealing with real chametz? I don't mean just real chametz, but real own, real Jewish own chametz, the real McCoy. That according to Chesh Mishpat, this is yours. You are the 100% buyer. This is not yours because of some quirk of a din of Kabbalah Zechariah. This is yours because it's yours, because you bought it with your own money. Would anybody say there's a parasha for Yichud HaBayis? Would that make the slightest bit of difference? So I could hear somebody arguing, no, like Bechet Eisen. Just because it's in a Yichud HaBayis, it's in a corner, what does it do anything? Vishtei Dazoy Din. So it could be that the Ptur of Yichud HaBayis is unique to the Chiyuv. Since the Chiyuv was so unique, was such a in Kabbalah Chedushay, so the Ptur makes sense. But when you're dealing in the realm of real own Jewish own chametz, v'sva Yichud HaBayis. So that's one approach we could take. Yeah, Zach.
But we've seen that something could be Shalom and Rishuso. Something that's, if it's Masarati, we're saying it's not actually considered yours.
Hold on, hang in there. You're throwing around terms that can mean a lot of different things in different places. So we're good to hear. So that's one, we could take that very, very limited approach, and that would basically be to take the sugya of Yichud HaBayis and say, it's a nice sugya, Rebbe Tam is right, but it's about as relevant as the one once in a blue moon when I have Chometz Shel Gush and people have a Chometz. But a regular Jewish on Chometz, it's meaningless. Or maybe one could take a different approach. One could say this idea of Yichud Abayis is not so wild. What do you think Yichud Abayis? What do you think Yichud Abayis is all about? Truthfully, what do you think the nature of the Patur of Yichud Abayis is all about? What the Torah is telling me is going back to category number 3. In order to be able to Rebbe Motze, it is not enough just to have a Chafetz Chaim Chometz. And it is not enough just to have Jewish own Chometz. It is important where the Chometz is munach. It is critical where the Chometz is placed. That is part and parcel of the Yisr itself. The Torah says time and time again, Bevateichem, Begvulcha, Bevateichem, Begvulcha, Bevateichem. Every time the Torah says, Bevateichem, Begvulcha, you see that the Torah is very, very concerned that the Chometz not just shouldn't be yours, but shouldn't be in your domain. What Yichud Abayis is basically telling me is that it's not really your domain. Now again, I don't mean that according to the Chashon Mishpat rules, it's not your domain, because that would be a mistake, because Chiris is Lakanya. But for the Bayi Rabbi Motzi rules, it's not your domain. We've already learned time and time again this year that the regular rules of Chashon Mishpat don't always play out in Bayi Rabbi Motzi, Ben Lekula, Ben Lechomer. Because, you know, if you think about it, if you go with Pshiloh Chashon Mishpat, you should never be having Bayi Rabbi Motzi. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lozer raised that question back in Navav HaMaveis, right? I think we spoke about that once or twice in the past. So too over here, what the Gemara is telling us at Vav Amud Aleph is that since the Torah describes the Isser as being lo yimotze, as a lashon motzli biyadai, it's not enough just that it belongs to you. The house is not just enough that it belongs to you. It has to be a bias hamotzli l'cha. And therefore, if it's in a corner tucked away that the guy has access to, and you're not really walking in it all the time, and it's really under the jurisdiction of the guy, that's not called Bateichem for the purposes of the Rabbi Matzai. If that's the Svara, that it's not really called Bateichem, it's very possible that that would apply not only to a Goyish own Chometz that happens to be on the Yochabal Sechra'ayas. It could be that this Kula would apply even to a Jewish own Chometz. It could be that if I own, it's really my Chometz, it's 1,000% I bought the pizza last week. But I place the pizza in a place that's not really Bati HaMetzibi Adi. It's not really the model of Batecha V'Yimotze V'Batecha. So it could be that it'll also be applied to Rabbi Rabbi Matze. So we're not quite sure what to do with this Kula of Eina Matzibi Adi. We're not quite sure what to do with this Kula of Yichud Abayis. Is this something that can only be understood in a very, very limited sense because we're talking about a really Mechudish Dik of Rabbi Matze in the first place? Or is this something that we can extrapolate to all Chometz and say, yes, it's a Chafetz of Chametz. Yes, it's Jewish on Chametz. But it's not quite placed in a location that's subject to Bar Rabbi Motze. And one of the requirements of the location is that it has to be Motze B'Yadi. So, which great Rishon was mistopping about this very Nekudah? Which great Rishon was thinking about in these terms? He was sitting and reading the Sugya and trying to figure out who? What? Rishon. Which great Rishon? The Ramban. This is exactly what the Ramban wasn't sure about. Exactly what the Nekudah Ramban was. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Everyone Ramban, guys. Everyone Ramban. Ramban. So first of all, Ramban tells you that he's into Rabbeinu Tam. He says, that's the Yom Sipshani, he puts it right in. It's posh, like the Rabbeinu Tam Sipshani. So the third Imam became his third line, the end of the line. Uchemedumim hayinu. Says our lashon for Ramban. It means, it was daimed to us. We would have envisioned, we would have imagined. Uchemedum hayinu, dimyainis. We would have imagined. Shalonemu dvarim elu. The only time we find the zakula of Yichud Abayis, el dechemtza shel goy. What does it mean? Chemtza goy shawat? What's the next word? Shekir lavachrayas, right? In that one line of the Ramban, what did the Ramban just tell us? Which tzad is the Ramban presenting? That one in his dimyan. To mechayzotim, the Ramban's imagination, what he believes to be true in the end. We'll call it the two bapsuktas. Imagination Ramban versus reality the Ramban. In the world of dimyanis, the chemedume, loimer, the Ramban was presenting the first tzad. that this din only makes sense by a chavetz goy. It doesn't make sense by a chavetz Yisrael. Because this din is such a mechudish tikkun din that yichud lebayis is a poiter. Why is it a poiter? It's my house. So the Teretz says, you're right, it shouldn't really be a poiter. But since anyway, we're not really talking about a we're only talking about a chavetz that came about to be a problem to the pasuk of Matzah anyway. So the Torah is putting the brakes on. That's the chamadum hayinu. Ad shabbat sasi, the Ramban says, I found. Such love, the Ramban says, the Mechilta poses the question, why does the Torah say Bevateichem? The Hilgit Tanoim writing the Mechilta, they're listening to Eleni and Pesha's bell. Lama Nehmer, why does it say Bevateichem? Mishenel b'chol gvulcho, shemeni kebashmai. The Torah says b'chol gvulcho. The Torah says in one place, Vateichem, another place says B'chol Gvulecha. So the Mechilta says, I would have thought B'chol Gvulecha is a certain connotation. Shemani Kemashmo'oy. I would think that Gvulcha means Kemashmo. What does it mean, Kemashmo? What does it mean, Shemani Kemashmo, B'chol Gvulecha? What did the Mechilta think the word Gvulecha meant?
Anywhere within their boundaries.
Whose boundaries? No matter who owns it. Whose boundaries?
Yours.
So then the Mechilta says, "Tamlo b'teichem b'beis chemishuscha." So what's the difference?
Because it could be the goy's reshus within your boundaries. It would be the
whose boundaries? Whose boundaries? The defined boundaries. You know what I think gvulcha may have meant? A wild thing. What do you think the word gvul means? Ze yalochem gvul yam, visa bisem lochem gvul chatzar enon shifam avisa viarad hagvul.
Border,
the borders of where?
Eretz Yisrael,
the land of Israel. Why gvulcha? So that's what gvulcha means. Anywhere in your gvul, I would have thought that if I have chametz, again it has to be by chametz because that's mishachah that we already know. So I would have thought. If I own chametz anywhere in the gvul, anywhere in the boundaries, I'm in Tel Aviv, and I have chametz in Yerushalayim, I have chametz Kiryat Shmona, chametz down in Be'er Sheva, I would have thought, this is by Rav Motzi. That's called gvulcha. Talmud Leimah stated, Mechilta bevateichem, b'beischa b'shuscha, av gvulcha b'shuscha, yotza chemtza shel Yisrael, shu b'shus nachri. The word Bateichem is megala to me that we misinterpreted, we mistranslated the word Gvulcha doesn't mean the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael from Cheshmita. Gvulcha and Bateichem mean the same thing. It has to be, the area has to belong to you. Here the Torah is the megala to be category number three. This is the mark of a category number three, the word Bateichem. Gvulcha would have meant that maybe category number three would have meant anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Chamash Malon, Bateichem means it has to belong to you. And this comes to exclude if you own a slice of pizza, and the slice of pizza sitting in Mr. Brown's freezer, you're not over by Rav Matzei. Yotza chemtza sheyisor shebishus nochri. Ava b'shiach l'varo, even though Mr. Brown's letting me come, I can come and get rid of it if I want to. Doesn't matter. Ina b'shusoy. That's it. Ad kan. I'm going to skip the next two lines. Skip to the end of the next line. L'man l'mikan, zog the Ramban. Shadin chemtza shel Yisrael atzmoi, kedin chomet shel nachash kibla v'chrayis. There is no difference between what appears in Pesachim Davov and what appears in the Mechilta. Uchavayu b'shus Yisrael oiver, b'shus agoy en oiver, d'vatechem ksiv. So what did Ravan just say? Ravan just linked two sources in Chazal. Two Mamre Chazal, two different texts, Talmud Bavli Davav and Mechilta and Parshas Bo, and says they're basically saying the same thing. That the Torah Kedoshah is telling us that the definition of Barav Imatzeh depends, the violation of Barav Imatzeh depends upon category number three as well. And category number three means it has to be Munach in your Rishus, in your physical domain. The goy's house is not your physical domain. What does yichud habayis mean, Rabbi Zay? What does yichud habayis mean? That this is what? This is what? It's not your rishus. Whose rishus is it? The goy's rishus. Now the Gemara thought, hey, wait a second, why is Yichla Bayis called the goy's rishus? Who really owns this room? What's the answer? I really do. So whose kasha was that? That was the Gemara's kasha. Hey, the Gemara says, Chiris Kanya? Ooh, are you telling me that the reason why you're not over is because Chiris is Kanya, and therefore it's not your Rishus, and then I understand it. No, the Gemara says, no, Chiris is not Kanya. But vis-a-vis by Rabbi Batz, you have a little bit of a different version of how do you define Bailos. You know, things are a little different, slight nuance of distinction. How do you define Bailos for by Rabbi Batz purposes? I'm not talking about Bailos in the Chometz. I'm talking about bias and the Rishus. I'm talking about this gzeres hakasam of vateichem. So, for by Rabbi Matzi purposes, this is already ois vateichem, because yichem the bias. But the ikaron, it's the same din as appears in the Mechilta. The Mechilta, the Gemara, are saying, telling us the exact same din. That it's not enough that it's chometz, it's not enough that it's Jewish owned chometz, it has to be Jewish owned chometz in a Jewish owned property, in your property. In order to be ever remembered, let's say. What appears in the Vavim Sochem is identical to what appears in the Mechilta. Atkan Devar Rabban. Who here read this Rabban? This is a Rabban you have to read like 100 times, and you have to, you know, think over it all over a little bit. But let it get into your kishkes a little bit, this Rabban. Do you see the radical change that happened in the Rabban? From his world of dimyanus to the world of reality, the Ramban changed his entire scheme of lomdus. First, he thought it was a quirk of gzeiras hakasam, just limited to this kind of chametz, and he said, "No, it's not. It's part of the regular din of mechilta." New Rabbi Sai, who has a kasha against the Ramban? Who has a bomb kasha against the Ramban? The Ramban is too good. The problem when you come up with a pshat, when you come up with a beer that's too good, you sometimes end up being guilty of what? Of overkill.
Overkill.
What's the overkill of the Ramban here? What's the problem in the Ramban?
Whether it's lachar or not.
What?
He's focusing on whether it's lachar now, if you have the chayas, but he's focusing more
on... No, it's kamos achrayas. Kamos achrayas, the Torah's mind, but that's like lachar. The Ramban is telling you there are dinim in category 3. Remember category 3, that's the son of Tereshia, category 2 and 3. We hold, the Gemara thought that Schirus is Kanya, and the Gemara says, Tachas Schirus is Long Kanya, therefore I have to come up and say, oh, by the way, this is a watered down. It's a big Chiddush. If you're based on regular Chashmishma, I wouldn't have said it. Who says it's not okay? The Rabban's giving you rayas later on in the Rabban. No, those are 1,000 years after the Torah is given. No, I'm not interested in the Mishnayos yet. I'm learning Pasim Chumash. I'm sitting in Mitzrayim now. Moshe Rabbeinu just told me there's a parsha from by Rabbi Matzei. And the Baruch Shalom is telling me this whole story here that we're Gevaldik Chiddush, that it's only called by Rabbi Matzei, it's in Yobayis, etc. And I have a din for Mechuta, din for Talmud Bavli, everything is on the Mishnah. What's the overkill? Can someone please tell me the Mokor in Tereshit Bichsav for this din? Where did the Baruch Shalom Bichachmosai put this into Tereshit Bichsav? This whole complicated, very, very esoteric concept. Vis-a-vis the Yisuf of Rabbi Motzeh, it's not enough that it's chametz, it's not enough that it's shalchot, it's got to be bish, it's got to be dumya into your rishus. The Torah is giving me dinim, the dinim that are governing category number 3. Which word did the Rabban Shalom hide this in? Which word did the Rabban Shalom encode this Tereshiv HaPeh into?
Gvulcha.
What? Which word? Give me a word. Gvulcha was the mistake. Gvulcha was the mistake in Havamina, so the Torah revamped it. Give me a word. Pateichem. Mechilta steht in Teresh Pateichem. No question about Pateichem. So I steht in Mechilta. What's the problem? No? I'm setting you guys up. What? What word appears in Davav HaMinalef? What word does not appear in Davav HaMinalef? The entire sugi in Davav HaMinalef, that it's according to Rabban, is identical to the Mechilta, forgot to tell us the punchline. What was the punchline? How does the Gemara in the Bava Manav describe this identical din? No, what does it say? If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says, "Shani hocha de efker chaman b'loshen lo yimotze misha motze biyodcha." It's a shana motze biyodcha. What word is this great Torah truth encoded in? One word. If you tell me what the one word, you're wrong. What word encapsulates this entire concept of Yichud Abayis? What? Yimotze. Yimotze has that connotation of Motze Biyodcha, but Afuka Yichud Abayis. I don't understand it. The Hilik Ramban, the Medina Ramban, the Hilik Ramban is telling me that the Mechilta and the Gemara are saying the same thing. The both were Mechadish to us. Rashi never heard it. Rashi, the Sugi's over it. Rashi dreamt of this idea, but the Ramban's reality was Rashi's dream. Means what the Ramban says, the reality is, according to Rashi, was maybe a fling Havamid at one point in the Sugi, which is one guy. But according to the Veditam, and the Ravid, and the Ramban, the Mahalach that we're going now in Shia, the Parshas and the Gemara is that the Torah is being mechadish to us this new category, category number three. And looked in category number three is the Gemara's presentation, and Mechilta's presentation. But the Gemara gives you a different makor lagamrei. The Gemara is talking matzoi, and the Mechilta is talking bateichem. How do we resolve that problem? So one could suggest, it's possible, nitana he'amer, that there is no real fundamental machlokes between the Mechilta and the Gemara. They're both pointing to the same din. The dinim are really identical, and it's just a mashmos darshanik minhag. Sometimes you find this in the Gemara, that sometimes there'll be two different makaris in the same din. And everyone agrees to the basic din. It's just how we got there. So the Ramban is not noches dekach. The Ramban is not interested, to point out, to highlight that the Mechilta and the Gemara are not identical in terms of where they came from, but they got to the same place. At the end of the day, I got over the bridge today. Enough Camino, whether you go on Route 4, you go on 8 and 95, you take the streets, you go to the Hollandon, you go to Lincoln, you go to the Tappan Zee Bridge, it used to be the Tappan Zee Bridge, the Bear Mountain Bridge, you go through Delaware, you figure out a way to cross the Hudson River. So you got there, my Enough Camino. At the end of the day, you got there. A few minutes long, a few minutes shorter, it's all the same thing. So is that all the Ramban meant? Is that, the Tanoim was... The Amoraim here had a different understanding. The Tanoim had a slightly different nuance. There are different shittas as to how to get... Is that all that it means? Is that all the Ramban meant? The Ramban just didn't even bother addressing that they're slightly different? That's one way of reading the Ramban. Who here realized this problem in the Ramban? Anyone here realize this dilemma in the Ramban that's bothering me? Okay, so assuming that you discovered the dilemma that I just told you about, that's one way out, simple way out. Well, could one read a little bit more into the Ramban, a little bit more razzle-dazzle into the Ramban? Could the Ramban mean to be telling us the following? He said, the starting point is the Mechilta. The starting point is, in order to be over by Rav Motzei, the Mechilta is Mechadish as category number three. It is important not only that it be a Chavetz of Chometz, and not only that it belongs to a Jew, it's your Chometz, but it has to be in a specific place. I'll tell you a secret. There are Rishayim such as the Rambam who didn't even hold the category three. Never heard category three exists. The Rambam sheet, hopefully we'll see this tomorrow, holds. I have Chometz in the middle of in the North Pole. I'm still over by Rav Motzei. So the Rambam never even heard of this concept of this category number three. But the Ramban did, and the Mechilta definitely did. So the starting point of the Mechilta is category number three is important. And category number three basically is defined by Batechem. So im tamtzu lomar that I have chometz that's not bevesi, mamish, literally not in my house. Okay, I'm not over by Rav Motzei. Got that. I understand. That's category number three. But Rabbi say, that's not Yichud Abayis. Yichud Abayis is not there. Yichud Abayis is not a chisarna bateichem. You know why? What rule forces me to say Yichud Abayis doesn't really meet the standards of bateichem? Why? Because of what rule? Because what's it? Chiyus Lokanya. So what is bateichem? So the only pasuk that I'm going with is the pasuk in of the Mechilta, Parshas Bo. If the only pasuk that's weighing in and defining category 3 and lack thereof is Batechem, I'm going to run into a big wall because Yichla Bais doesn't meet the mark. So what is the Gemara telling me in that Vav? That you're right, we're not going to quote Batechem. We're not going to quote that Derasha because for our purposes, Batechem's not going to do the trick. So we're going to tell you there's another Derasha. You know what the other Derasha is? The other Derasha is, it has to be Motzi B'yodcha. Namely, it has to be in a Mokom that's a Motzi L'cha, even if it belongs to you. Because in Pure Dinim, Chashibish, but it belongs to Schiz L'kanya. So even though it belongs to you, that's still not enough. This is one step past Batechem. Batechem was very nice. Batechem got the ball rolling. It started the ball rolling, by telling me. If it's Batechem, so it doesn't belong to you. It's in a mokum. It's not yours. And Dinim Amin is a good zolzal. You're potter for Bayer Ovin. But that's not going to do the trick for Yichel Abayis. Yichel Abayis come to tell me, Bayer is machadish to me, that it's not enough to Batechem. That's me Motze B'yodcha also. And even though it is Batechem, but it's not Motze B'yodcha, Yichel Abayis is going to be potter. Phew, Baruch Hashem. What's the kasha now? If that's the pshat, if the Gemara is going one step past the Mechilta, and who turned the kasha around his head? Which halacha is more encompassing? Which halacha is more inclusive? The limited pasuk of the Mechilta or Tamar Bavli Davav? In Karaska, once I have the Gemara and Rav, what do I need the Mechilta for? Why do Bashar have to encode the same secret twice? By encoding it in Batechem, it was very, very limited. It only applied, it was only a mafkiyah, it's only a point if it's really not called Batechem. Once you're ready, the Rebbe planted it in the words in Matzoi, so that's much more encompassing. And that tells me that Mr. Brown's house is Zichonot Motzi to me. The closet that Mr. Brown has access to is not Motzi to me. Mr. Brown's house is Motzi to me. It's a joke. Right? So once you're telling me there's a din of Eino Motzi B'yorch as a point, what are you Batechem for? Hadrik Rosh Laduch, so back to square one. So big ishkaf, what am I? Hani li my pshat. So Rabbi Yisai, Nira Leimer, with the Hilig Ramban, I think his Kavanah was as follows. The Bechilta and the Talmud Bavli are fundamentally the same in the following sense, that they're both teaching us that it is significant where the Chametz is. But the degree of what's defined as a place of potential violation by Rav Matzeh goes hand in hand with the degree of ownership of the chametz that you have. If the chametz really truly belongs to you, it is 100% your chametz. It's your pizza you bought with your own money. In order to be mafkia by Rav Matzeh from that chametz, you know what has to happen? Where must that chametz be placed? It's your chametz. It's totally yours and Dinim Aminus. To be paid to you from Bayerah and Matzah on a real Chomet Shalcha, where must this Chomet be placed? It has to be in a place that's what? That's not Patech B'chol. It literally doesn't belong to Adirim Amunis. If the Chomet belongs to Adirim Amunis, then the bias has to be Mufka Adirim Amunis. And that's what the Mechilta says. If you take your pizza and put it in Mr. Brown's freezer, not in your freezer, Mr. Brown's walking into one occasion. You take your pizza, put it into Mr. Brown's freezer, that's a point for Barav Matzah. That's the Mechilta. That's the din from Batech. Comes the Bavli and Vavam and Aleph and says the following. We can invoke a similar model of chametz that's not quite really in your Rishus. It's category number 3. But it's not really enough to be part of category number 3. It's not really chosher in Batecha. Because of what principle? Because chivis lakani. It's not really not yours. It is yours. So how are we going to salvage it? How are we going to save it? How are we going to come up with a cool of yich lebayis? The chiddush in Davav is, when you're dealing with chometz, that belav hochi is not really yours. We're dealing with chometz that was the Sarab and the Gzeres HaKosov. The chometz that's not really yours, you're not over by Ramotze, If it's not in your rishus, then guess what? The definition of not being your rishus doesn't have to be really not in your rishus either. Depending on how much that chometz belonged to in the first place, that's the definition of what the rishus is. And that's all licked in the word matzeh. What lo yimatzeh means is that vis-a-vis this chometz, like the kabiduma hayisi, remember the Ramban thought, the original imagination of the Ramban was that this din of lo yimatzeh only speaks, the chometz is not really yours in the first place. Guess what? That wasn't just the imagination of the Ramban. What's the answer? That's the truth. Itachon does the Chiddush HaTorah that this is also not a makom for by Rabbi Matzah. That Yichud LeBayis, which is 1,000% the pure Chesh Mishma Din Mamas, is yours, Kristal Kanya, and it's still not called your Rishos to be over by Rabbi Matzah. It's crazy. That Taka, that Din, that low level Mufka from Rishoscha only makes sense in our Sugya. That's Taka right. What the Ramban meant was, is that the two dinim are linked to one another. They're not identical to one another. They're linked to one another. They're both similar expressions of the idea that it's important to know where the chometz is placed. Unlike the Ram who says there is no such category number three, it is important to know where the chometz is placed. The definition of what constitutes where the chometz is placed fluctuates, just as the definition of lecha fluctuates. So if chometz is really yours, but working with pshuach chesh mishpat, then the ownership that's necessary is also real ownership. And therefore you need batechem. The only way things are going to get you out of real chometz is going to be the word batechem. But when you're dealing with chometz that's not really yours, the whole mitchila b'yatzarif, the chometz wasn't really yours. It's only in the shirabe based on what you might say, come the same pasuk like Matzah and says, if it's in a Matzah miyadcha, that's ke'ilu, it's not in your rishus anymore. So if in Yizdaiti, are the two sugyas, the mechilta and the gemara, are they identical? No. Are they connected? Absolutely. So the Ramban b'tchilas devar of thought, that the only time there's a din that we could care less where the chometz is only in the chometz kibul of Achrayis. And there's no such din ki'uzeh by real chometz. To which the Ramban says, wrong, that was a dibyan, that was an imagination, that was a dream. The reality is that we do care where the chometz is, even if it's real chometz. But our definition of where we're going to place that chometz to be a pita for Bar Matzah is going to change. And there are two different sugyas, two different stories. Pavli davav l'chud and mechilta l'chud. One's a din for batechem, one's a din of matzoi. One speaks to real own chometz, one speaks to chometz kibul v'chareis. So they're part of the same general picture of third category, albeit the details are radically different from one another. That's, again, a suggestion. If you like it, Matoiv, if not, please present to me another alternate shot of in reading of the Ramban. So if it is that, that's the Kabbalah of Ramban, perhaps. So Rabbi Say, the Ramban just created Mamash Dinim Deraisa, Mamash Yesh Be'ayin. Rashi never heard of the first half, and the Ramban, Rishon never heard of this, but the Ramban, Baruch Kodshai, just created two different parishes of Deraisa, Dinim Deraisa here. Then the Ramban goes on to address, Tachlis, Rabbi, bottom line, do we believe what we just said? I could take my chametz, put it into Mr. Brown's rishus, and leave it there. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine. So the Ramban says, yeah, that may have been fine back in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but things have changed between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and today. There have been a whole series, a whole slew of Dinim Derabbanan that have been thrown at us that may prevent that. So the Ramban's going to try to prove, do those Yisurim Derabbanan exist or they not exist? Open Mishnah tomorrow. We'll try to put a little bit more, more of the details of the Shi'as Ramban, and then eventually branch out to see what everyone else thinks about this Ramban. Okay, Mishnah tomorrow.